What's up, everybody? It's Roger James here from the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about some brand new VR experiences that are going to be coming to Walt Disney World and Disneyland, and I'm going to suspect other places as well, but we'll talk about that in a bit. So Disney have announced a brand new Wreck-It Ralph VR experience is going to be coming to the Void at Disney Springs and Downtown Disney. It's just going to be coming this fall. There wasn't really an official date. They'll be announcing that later. Tied in with Wreck-It Ralph, so Ralph Breaks VR or something like this. And this is kind of one of those things of having done the Star Wars Shadow of the Empire VR experience at Disney Springs this year, I'm now super stoked for this. I think this looks like it's probably going to be great. They also, at the Void, have also said that they've also got a untitled Marvel version coming for a movie of next year. So that could be Infinity War, or it could be Captain Marvel, but they are working on another Marvel one. That wasn't in the official Disney Parks blog. That was in their official PR press release about it. So I'm really loving the fact that they're going in on this VR. They definitely seem to be thinking it more as a paid experience rather than, because there have been rumors of putting a Wreck-It Ralph VR experience in the Stitch at the park for a while. But yeah, brand new VR experience. And I don't think this is going to be replacing Shadow of the Empire. I think this is about just adding more things to them.
Which is exactly what they need to do. Because as awesome as Shadow of the Empire was, I've done it twice. I know you've done it once. Yeah. They need a little bit more variety. I think the main complaint I had with Shadow of the Empire was, of course, that it took... Secrets of the Empire. Shadow of the Empire was a completely different one. Secrets of the Empire was just a little bit too short, especially the second time I did it. Although, admittedly, most people are only going to do it once, so that's a minor complaint. Obviously, it's going to be a different experience, though, unless you're playing like behind Calhoun, you know, the army character with the gun. I'm not sure how they're going to do it. Are we going to be wearing like fist gauntlets, play as Wreck-It, or are we going to be Space Marines or something like that? We don't know enough yet, but that said, Secrets of the Empire was a strong enough experience that I am completely willing to sight unseen, no idea what's going on, just see if I can reserve a spot as soon as they come up, because I'll be there Christmas this year, January next year, April next year. I should be able to get one of those spots. Maybe even by April they'll have the Marvel experience going. But I'm excited. I'm definitely down to give this a shot.
I wish they'd put one of these Voids over in Disneyland Paris. But the good thing is with the Void, and this is what happened with the Star Wars one, they did launch them all over the world. They had one in Las Vegas. They had one in London. They then started moving around. I did try to go to the one in London back at the Toy Fair earlier this year, but it was broken down that day, so I couldn't do it. So I'm really hoping by the time I get to the Toy Fair next year that maybe this Wreck-It Ralph one will be there. It could even be before that, because I have a feeling that they're building these things. Yes, they're for the parks and they're there a little bit exclusively, but they run these things out globally in all the different major locations because they know that these things sell and they can make their money back. Why put it in two units when you can put it in 20 places around the globe? You know, Star Wars showed that they can run these as experiences. And I think I have, you know, this was the best experience I ever had with VR. And yeah, I'd go in right now, and if they say it was £20 to go in and do it, the Star Wars one has given me the trust to just go in and do that, because that blew me away.
Yeah. And to be fair, it's not really a VR experience because, you've got the VR headset, but there's no way to replicate this level of inner immersion in like the home environment, you know, because you're going through hallways. They've got a heater that turns on when you're dropping into the lava pit. You've got a vest on that kind of shocks you when you get hit by a blaster bolt, you know. You just can't do that at
home.
You've got the gun in your hand, and you're actually walking through. It's not, you're not on a treadmill. You're not on one of those little, like, I don't know what the heck they're called, but 360 movement, or I guess it would be not 360, but you know, one of the ones where it simulates you walking. You are walking through there. And if you walk into a wall, you will walk into a wall.
Yeah. I just remembered Lazo and me like walking around like holding on to doors and just yeah. like, and even once just kind of like picking the glasses up because I'm like, what is going on out here? I just need to have a peek. I was like, I'm shooting, like, oh no, I'm literally just in front of a screen. But yeah. this Wreck-It Ralph stuff, I mean, to me, Wreck-It Ralph just fits this perfectly because he's in the internet, he does the video game stuff. It's one of the movies I'm really excited about seeing this winter. And yeah, this experience sounds good. And then we've got the Marvel side. And that, I think, is good. You know, you tried that, the Oculus Rift version. Back earlier this year, last year
actually.
It was, yeah. You know, it's going to be so much better than that.
Yeah, and it's also worth mentioning, you know, with the Void, with their products, you don't get the motion sickness. And why I'm thinking of that is because when I was playing the Marvel Oculus Rift demo at D23 last year. By the end of it, I was covered in sweat. I was definitely getting kind of nauseous, and it wasn't like a severely physical experience. It was just I was starting to lose my balance. I was starting to lose, you know, my inner ear or whatever it is that screws with us. And I have not had that at all in the Void because you are actually moving. You know, what you see is what is happening. So. Yeah, I'm sure that when the Avengers, or we'll just call it Avengers, we don't know what it is, but Avengers Experience, when that comes out, I'll do a comparison with the Oculus Rift demo. Maybe I'll even play the full release of that game if I can get my hands on it, or if they release it for PSVR. But I can tell you flat out right now, it will be an apples to apple pie comparison. Yeah. You know, sure, you get the apples over here, but this one's a pie. It's got everything.
With custard and clotted cream.
There's no comparison.
So. Yeah, it's just, I think this is great. I think this is where immersion for VR, I think this is where VR can take its own, is because it can offer you an immersive experience. He's like I would call them, you know, like these panic room kind of things where you get locked in and you have to get it. These things work for these VR experiences. The comb technology is not there yet. They haven't worked out the exact way of doing it. You know, we're not at that Ready Player One level of doing VR at home yet. And I always got, when I watched that movie, I was watching it and they were walking around the high street and like outside with these units on and going, that can't work like that. At least when they were sat at home in the movie, in the unit, in the van or the bloke, you know, Krennic was sat there in his unit. That made sense. When they were just in the middle of a coffee shop with a mobile phone version on their head, that didn't make it. But that, nevertheless, that was my only annoyance.
To be fair, the man himself, Mr. Bean, has a new movie coming out. I think it's the part of the, what is it, Johnny?
Oh, yeah, Johnny English. Yeah.
Johnny English. And we saw the trailer for that. And he's doing the VR experience. And he's in like the middle of the street and stuff. That's what I was thinking of right now. Honestly,
the whole realistic.
Well, I mean, it's Mr. Bean. Dude, Rowan Atkinson is one funny guy. So we'll see.
Well, anyway, on that VR experience, we'd love to know what you guys are thinking of these upcoming VR experiences for Wreck-It Ralph and Marvel. Love to know your thoughts. Go check us out over at thiskingdom.com. Like, follow, and subscribe on all the different video and audio platforms. James, where can I find you?
Find me heroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.